Well, good evening, everybody. I had started wanting a song to come up on the screen. Roberta Flack. Clearly, she's one of my favorite, very top-of-the-notch singer, Killing Me Softly. And I thought I had loaded it so that it would play for you tonight. During the week, I had had several people come and ask me about love relationships. And we're going into the holiday season. And I was wondering if I would get very many people tonight. You know, there's a lot of holiday planning going on and the holiday shopping, and people are just so busy that I'm always thrilled when there are other people in the room. We have a couple of men in the room tonight. Maybe you two could give me some suggestions. I'm open to all kinds of conversation. But like I said, I've had a couple ladies earlier. And a lot of strife, fall in love, and I know what this happens to men too. What is a soulmate? Is it possible to fall in love at first sight, or love at first sight? What is that? Is it endorphins? Is it a smell of the aftershave? Is it someone that rescues you, damsel in distress? Is it someone that helps a man through difficult times, child or divorce or death in the family, and he falls in love with whoever is around? Do we fall in love with those caretakers that are in our life? What is that magic called love at first sight? Tom, I'm going to address this real quick. Tom, you'd monopolize the room at times. You need to ask a question, but not a book. I can't watch the room every minute, and I apologize for that. If you have a question, go ahead and type it in, make it caps, because sometimes it's kind of hard to see the chat room. Tom, you need a show of your own to express yourself, and it seems that you have expressed the same interest in the star child scenario, and there's only so much I can add to that, and that's really the bottom line. So if you have something else you can add question-wise, that'd be lovely to answer for you. Okay. So F5, if you gentlemen are having trouble in the room, go ahead and try F5. Okay. Angel Wing, hello. And Truck Star, hello. Be curious how you come up with some, and Pisces Lady, hello. Hello, everybody. I'm always tickled to see the room fill up. This is Thanksgiving week, and imagine there's 4 weeks until Christmas. So I'm letting my fingers on the keyboard do the walking and doing a lot of computer shopping this year, which I feel is probably very common. Gentlemen came into the room, and now we have some guests, Angel Wings. I know there's a gal, a Pisces Lady. Don't know who the guests are. Hello, say hello and let me know who you are on. Angel Wing, hold on, I'm going to F5. Wow, so we have a little bit of trouble with hearing tonight. Well, it seems like on my side it is going just fine. So do me a favor, and okay, that's good. Alternate audio. Well, anyway, someone's munching on Oreo cookies. I can barely see that. I'll have to reach over here and get my glasses. I just, very frustrating times. We do have a call coming in. Okay, so it was a text leaving me alone. So I hope I don't lose you. Let's see if I can do this. Okay, so that's getting rid of. They can't call me. They text me. How fun. So anyway, now we have a few people in the room, half a dozen or so. We've got 8 people so far. So and what I want to talk about. What is the, had a couple of ladies, I'll repeat myself here, so those who are just joining us can know what I want tonight. Of course, any call in, there, give my call in number. Area code 347-205-9071. A couple of ladies this week, very distressed over the weekend. Couple of gals call in wanting to know about their love life. And as I was speaking to them, it became apparent that this was a soul connection. and rather one was instantly love the other. I'm wondering how many people in the room or call in believe it, love at first sight. Is it a pheromone? Is it an aftershave? Is it a perfume? My first husband, we did date through high school, but there was a particular fragrance that he was very, very fond of. And here's your heart, and I think it was Avon or Revlon perfume. Can you believe I would remember that? Anyway, that was very, very odd. Oh, Karen, hello. In fact, I was thinking of you this afternoon, girl. And so anyway, I came to mind that we haven't talked of love. We talk about spirit and survival, but some of the basics of all we know determines how we'll live our life, whether we have a relationship or not. I know that's not everybody. Pisces lady, thank you for giving the phone number again. But I was wondering how many of you believe in love at first sight, and has that happened to you? If you have a story and you feel like typing it all out, I will try to watch it, make sure you put it in caps so I can pay attention. And then if you want to call in and give us a small brief, I'm always interested in knowing what people think about love at first sight. And that is, you know, you can be in love with somebody and them not in love with you. You can be in love with somebody and not even like them. And I feel like sometimes now that I've come to grips with the possibilities that not only do we survive, we actually can do this again. So if it's a soul connection and you recognize them, are you instantly connected because you know there has been a past life and you're witnessing their, Karen, I was thinking of calling a client. I can appreciate that. Thank you. Is it because you are a past life connection and you know you need to witness what this man or woman in your life is to do? Or is it possible you have a past life with unfinished business? And it's not necessarily, I love at first sight, you're the one I'm supposed to be with, as I'm in love with you from the past and we have to finish stuff. Well, area code 561 has just called in, and let's find out if this individual has had a love at first light episode. And so who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. This is Lena.
Well, hello, Lena. And I apologize. I don't remember where 561 area code is from. Just give me an idea.
Florida.
And so, mm-hmm. Lena, have you had a love at first life episode? Love at first sight episode?
Actually, when I met my husband, it was love at first sight. But then after about 20 years, I like, couldn't wait to get him out of my life.
Oh, my God.
Now he's a thorn in my side. Nancy.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. That is a funny story. So maybe you married a soulmate, but you were to witness his life progress. And this wasn't necessarily a love soulmate where you were married forever. There was a couple of gals in Northern California, Kathleen and Marlene, and their mother and father in their 80s, be curious to know what happened to them. Every time I saw them, they would be holding hands, and they were married like 60 years, and they were still hugging and holding hands. I rarely get that pleasure of seeing someone still connected.
Well, I mean, the man I'm dating right now, we're like that with each other. We're always hugging and kissing and holding each other. We're exactly like that. The man I'm seeing now, not my husband, not my
ex. Oh, I understood. So, Lena, what can I do for you tonight? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do, Nancy. I've been divorced for 6 years from this man that's father of my children.
Yeah.
And recently my youngest son just went to go live with him because he had owed me some back, you know, child support. So he figured if my son lives with him, then he wouldn't have to pay me child support. And my son was throwing a tantrum, so I decided to let him go live with dad. And I don't know, my son is acting very strange. Tonight he brought home a digital camera. And when I was married to my ex-husband going through a divorce, he was very controlling. He had my phones tapped. He had kept logs of me.
We don't want too much information. We don't want too much because then everybody will figure out who it is.
The question is, right now I just have a really strange intuition feeling that my ex is trying to plot something to gain total custody of my youngest son.
How old is your youngest son?
12 years old.
So until he's 13, is it courts in Florida? So when did the boy turn 13?
He'll be 13 next May.
May. I do feel that the husband is trying to pull the boy away. So you don't even have to ask a psychic that. Will he get full custody? I think he's trying to get it. When it comes down to the last draw, I'm not positive the boy wants to give you up. So even though his tantrums is going on now, the boy would not necessarily be taken away from you until summer. And I feel like there's not necessarily that going to happen. Maybe the father will show his true colors by then. The boy may turn his back on this. So, you know, when the time comes, you can listen to tonight's show and see how close I got. Because I feel like the energy is what I'm showing could be the outcome I'm telling you. Okay? All right, Lena, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sweet. Let me know what happens. I'll let you go. I got someone else.
Thank you.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye. Good luck to you, dear. Oh, these love relationships. Oh, my goodness. So we have another call, 519 area code. How interesting. So who am I talking to here?
Hi, Nancy. It's Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. What state are you, please?
I'm from Canada, Ontario, just west of Toronto.
Well, hello, sir. Glad to have you join us tonight.
Yeah.
You're quite a ways away from me. You know, I'm right here at the Mexican border. Isn't it amazing how satellite works?
Yes, it is. It is amazing. And you probably have nicer weather than I have.
Well,
cold here.
Okay, so what can I do for you tonight, sir?
Well, I had a love at fourth sight experience.
A what? A love at fourth?
Fourth. I saw her four times, and it wasn't until the fourth time that she took my breath away and time stood still.
I've heard of that happening. Time slows down.
Yes. Now, it was interesting because it was with my wife's best friend when my wife and I were going through a rough time.
Oops.
Just before we were separating. And now that we are separating, she has banned me from talking to her because she's her best friend, which I completely understand, but I just thought if you see anything there in the future.
I do. There's something coming around again. You know, God in the universe in its infinite wisdom will not let me see the outcome, but you're not done with this gal. And you have to appreciate when people go through separation, go through a divorce, you're supposed to be done with them. And I'm not sure if this friend was a catalyst for you to finish up your divorce or she was part of the reason you're meant to be divorced. You understand the difference? Now, curious, is this friend a brunette?
Brunette, reddish, very reddish brunette, more brunette.
The next person I see coming in your life is, I can't tell if it's red or not, but I see a brunette coming into your life next. And it's being shown to me to be a flat or a smoother hairdo versus curly. Is this woman's straighter hairdo?
No, she had curly. And
okay. So maybe she's a catalyst. I do feel like you're not done with her, but I'm being shown a brown-haired woman who wears it smoother.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a love relationship coming in the future. So it could be that the universe brought this woman as a catalyst to make sure you go through the divorce.
I think so, and it certainly showed me what I was missing, and that certainly was my wife was talking about all these years, but it certainly, it just pointed out some obvious problems. So
right, so this is a catalyst.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a gift, and maybe it's to point out to you, and fair to your wife who could also be ex-wife who could be also listening.
Right. Yeah.
It is also shown to me that the universe works in mysterious ways.
Right.
And that what is missing in the marriage today, not necessarily is what you're going to need in the future, but your perception of what's wrong with the relationship.
Hmm.
Got it? So sometimes we grow past what we think we're missing because we really didn't need it. It was just something that we thought we had to have. So it's really confusing. I give a lot of help to people. So irregardless, there was a chemistry there, but I'm not 100% positive it was a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Okay? But you will have romance again in your life, sir.
Mm-hmm. Any timeline there?
You know, are you divorced yet?
No, not quite. No.
You could have romance as early as a couple weeks, a couple months.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that it's a light-haired lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because you all have to have healing time.
Right.
Otherwise, we bring into the relationship what was wrong with our marriage. So
right.
Be very careful not to fall in love or have the perception of love until you're really done with the ex-wife and all the dealings. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Good luck to you.
Okay, do I know this person at all, or is this a new phrase, or do you know that?
I wouldn't know that. I just see it coming.
Okay. All right.
The blonde hair is wavy, curly. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
I almost hung up the phone. You kids have just had a fit. Okay, well, it's fun to have Canada call. I'm trying to watch the room. Let's see here. I've not seen any caps in here, so I'll go ahead and talk about. Okay. Tom is. Tom, I think that's the crutch, is that you want us to validate what you had happened to you was the truth, and no one's ever saying it isn't the truth, but how much validation do you need? My sister and I on Psychic Sisters Talk did believe you, Tom. There was something that really happened to you. At the same time, when you keep showing up in the chat rooms, there's no more we can say to that, and that's what's happening. So sometimes when you bring it up, because we don't react, it's because we don't know how to react. I deal with a lot of death and dying, and I have found that people, when they're around the death and dying, will back away because we don't know what to say. What happened to you, Tom, is foreign to most of us. We don't know how to react to it. Dr. Boylan, Richard Boylan, I'm really fond of this man. He's a wonderful man, kind, considerate, very good to his people. Anyway, he visited me once, and he said, he said to me, of the 22 symptoms, you have 15 of them, Nancy. And I said, well, don't tell me anymore because I'm not ready to know more. So even though I could have been an abducted individual, I don't have the time or energy to think about what I would do with the information if it was ever given to me. So I think, Tom, that's what's happening here, is most of us don't know how to answer this with you. They don't know how to approach you. They don't know, after you ask a couple of times about it, they don't know what to say to you. You need a group that knows and can collaborate with you, who've been with it also. It's kind of hard at times how to approach a question about Star Child and where you are. Richard Boylan, and then I think there's a Dick Boylan. There's a couple of Boylans out there. Doyland, something like that. Angel Wing, how are you? Well, I'm really doing fine tonight. I've been real busy. Oh, Karen, okay, so let me get to this in first. You know, kids, I keep forgetting to tell you. I've been really busy, Karen, and I'll share that with you if you want another project, huh? I'm putting class material together. If you're interested in becoming a minister under me, I've established Living God Ministries. And what that is a branch of a spiritualist church I belong to where my mother church is very senior. So I'm putting certification packages together. The first one will be on ghosts, understanding ghosts. So let me know if you're interested. Okay. And Karen, you know, I think that you have had love at first sight. I know your husband. And I think souls did meet up here. And you thought you knew each other. And it felt like it for years when you first met. I do believe that. If you kids knew her husband, Howard, you would also feel the same, that she and he are soulmates. Tom, absolutely not. It is. It, so doesn't mean it's not true, does it? your experience was absolutely true. So maybe what you're doing is trying to figure out from all the intuitives you can touch base with whom you want to believe that are telling you the truth. I really believe something happened. But we don't know what else to say to you about it because it's out of our realm of experience. And I think we want to turn away from it because we don't know what else to add for you because there's no answer. I think that's what that's what's going on. Someone in the room says, I feel like an alien most of the time. I actually feel odd at times. I feel I think out of place, out of time. And I don't know if it's because I'm intuitive, but I feel like I'm living in the wrong time zone. I've told people this over years. I struggle staying in this time zone because I feel like I'm part of a future time. So is this like an imaginary memory, imaginary world, or a memory of the lady in the future? That's very possible. I feel like, and I'm connected to Doc, for you who have had a desire to sing a song and get it published, Dell is putting together a band, and the production company is underway. And I talked him into allowing anybody who has one song to get it published. So that was Belle I was talking of. I almost lost my train of thought here. Anyway, I'll keep on going because unless someone reminds me, I got looking at the chat room and lost my space there. Out of place, out of time. That's what I was talking about. And it makes me think at times that we're living in more than one-dimensional space. And I think I do that so much that I feel out of sync. So I say, my alien? I don't think so. Have I been abducted? I hope not, but it may be. So we just go and stay in our path. How's that? One of the gals in the room, so ready to fall in love. I want a long, loving relationship. Didn't tell me how old a gal, free, how old you are. But I do feel love coming your way, but the fear of going out and finding and the fear of losing to be free, because relationships can also be confining, and you are still struggling, learning, and becoming. So sometimes you may put the brakes on when you don't realize you are. If you are completely confident as a human being where you want to stand with your feet on the ground, you wouldn't need a man, nor you would want one. But then you're ready for one. It's kind of ironic how the world works. Okay. Letting the chat room kind of slip by here. Men in Black, okay. And Kay, I saw that you had fallen into love with your husband. Now you're a widow. It's oftentimes difficult. My mother and father married within 90 days of meeting. My father had the gift, and he actually told her that they would be married and have children. And she didn't believe him, but he was in her face every day, and she says, I'll just get him out of her hair. She married him. It was 90 days after they met. That's kind of an interesting story. Karen, how do we sign up for your courses? You need to get in touch with me because I have to update and let you know when they're going to be coming out. Go to my website, nancymatz.com. Nancymatz.com, and you'll find a page, Contact Me, and let me know. I'll be updating. I should do that when I get off tonight, putting a list on nancymatz.com, a button to go to because I'm going to have some really interesting courses. I have some courses that you can sign up now, but they're not going to be the ones that I'm putting together now. And I'd love to share that with Karen if you call me later tomorrow. Tonight I'm losing my voice. But I have 19 years of lectures and talks, and so I'm categorizing all my classes into topics, and this is something I've been wanting to do for about 5 years. And Tom says, what if we're not being abducted? What if it's the other round and we're contacting them? You've talked about something I'm not familiar with. How's that? My experience of people who are abductees, they have no intention or wanting to connect with them. So I'm not sure how that would work. Okay, Miss Free, if you're 33, the young man coming toward you will be a blonde and light eyes versus a gray. See, I see lightness coming your way. And the weather is pretty nice. So I don't know what state you're in my part of the world, until this weekend, Thanksgiving will be raining. Most days it's sunny. So depending on where you live, you may have to wait until the sun comes out, okay? The young lady says, yes, Nancy, my Tony and I were in love at first sight, but we both thought at the beginning it was too good to be true, so we took it slow. My first husband and I, we met at 15 and 16, and because I've been into it all my life, I just knew something, and we were very, very connected. My mother later on said she really thought we were in love, even though we were very young, and almost. And I know a lot of you in the audience, most young people don't connect that tightly, but there wasn't a day that went by that we did not talk and connect. And that's, we were very young in those years. There was not physicalness. It was just talking on the phone. So we were, right up to the time we were married. So, you know, we were just the best friends. And I think what happened was, things in the marriage cause us to kind of drift. And I think that happens to people married too young, and then they grow up. Angel Wing, yes, he is on his way. Uh, 2040 was probably the most important year of my life. And I had cancer at 39, 40, in April, and then July 1st, I got divorced. The reason was on the heels of cancer, I wanted to know if there was more to life. And 40 to 45, when my client said about that age, it seemed to be a real turning point career-wise, children raised, children to be expected, a lot of different things. I have a daughter that's coming up on 40, and 50 is even better. Thank you very much for saying that. Like wine, we vintage with age. Actually, I enjoy being my age. I think I'm pretty solid with who I am. I've been, last years have been very interesting, tough, of course, building websites and career opportunities, but to explore this, boy, there's no senility or something coming into me other than I can't find the right adjective at times. I feel at times I've just grown my mind so expanded. So it's really great to grow and expand with your life and career choices. don't know if I'm ready for 50, but I wasn't ready for 40 until now. Okay, Tom. You're never really ready, but it happens. I was 39, and I didn't know I was going to go to 40. How's that? I had a gal in California just announce to me she had cancer, 46 years old, colon cancer. Even though I don't see death, I think there is surgery and uncomfortableness. But I also believe it was a catalyst shown to her to value what was being given to her. When she wasn't paying attention with one aspect of her life, the cancer is now making her life more important in all aspects. So the cancer was actually, is actually a gift to her. I think I missed some of this. Absolutely, our love mates, when they do go to spirit, if you have that kind of connection, they will stay in your life. Absolutely. One of my gals, I didn't do the ceremony. I did help her through the grief of the man she was engaged to. And after he was killed in a motorcycle accident, a Jeep accident, Northern California, she did have someone perform a ceremony, though I don't think it was on legal paper, and she married him. So I knew her for another 6-7 years after that ceremony, and she claimed to have a relationship with that man for until she got busy with life and you'd drift apart. And holidays are especially difficult. Absolutely. We want to share our holidays, but it's also a time to grow through the holidays. People forget there's people out there like yourself who are more needy, not like yourself, but who desperately need companionship. And the Meals on Wheels, the fundraisers, the missions that help, those are where we need to go if we're all alone. Because I feel like love can be shared. And if you have a lot of love, you need to share it with people who can't get out. And Meals on Wheels is one of the best programs out there for the elderly. And these people really do need, just even for a day. So if you're that lonely, see if you can volunteer your help somewhere. Even go to a hospital for children sick with cancer. Read to them, and or read a book to the blind. And we forget to do those things. I gotcha. But I think when I was in my 20s, if I didn't get lucky by 30 date, I think that every age brings on different interests. And men and women are programmed and hardwired differently. So I never object to any statement. Absolutely, that's very, very common. I think that as we get older, the only thing that lasts as I color my graying hair is friendship and intellectual or interest. So if you're going to grow old with somebody, you better be able to talk to them and have a conversation that's meaningful. You have a voice recording. Kathy, you need to let me know about this. This would be great to have on my website. He recorded his voice on a recorder asking how old he is in heaven. He said 30. He was 52 when he passed. The age of spirit people, it appears to be of the age that you would think and feel inside. So those who are in the chat room, if I asked you, how old do you feel inside? We usually have somewhere between 29 and 32. I think most of us can do that. Okay? And so in afterlife, spirit land, you usually will go to an age where you feel the best. And I said to a group of people once, if I get to live to be 80, I would love to show up to people who doubted I would live and go, hey, I'm here, I'm 80. But why would I want to show up old? I would love to go back to 29. I was pretty hot at 29, everybody. I was one of those girls that wore the bikinis, and most at that time, it wasn't so common to wear them. So I missed that. So I would like to do that again. Okay. When we, I'm answering a question in the room, feeling so bad, I'm feeling bad and having a hard time adjusting to my new job. One thing about new jobs is that we want to go in and conquer the whole thing in 10 minutes. You up front acknowledge the fact you need to learn each step, take a binder, write every step down. If they give you an assignment, have them sign something after you wrote it down. This is the steps I'm supposed to take. Sign it, follow it. Because I think we tackle too much and you get confused. Slow your mind down. Make sure that every task is learned in order. Because if you skip something, you'll always skip it forever. And every new job I've ever had, I keep notes. Doc is showing me how to use some music equipment to edit these files. And I wrote down every step. And that way you learn it faster. I find that writing a note to yourself about how to do something kind of reinforces it. Yes, you can get a kiss in a dream that is so real that you are awakened. You dreamed your father kissed you on the forehead, and then in the dream it woke you up. Absolutely. Hugs the same way. I've had that experience with people who come to visit me. I do get him kissing you on the forehead. It's very emotional. I wonder when that was. How long ago did that happen? Usually that will happen with other important things going on in your life. So be curious to know when did that kiss on the forehead happen? Was it right after his passing, or was it something where you had an event come up in your life and he's giving you the okay, or I'm pleased with you? Was it during time you were learning something? Okay. Thanksgiving, I am going to go to my son's. It's a three-hour drive up to Tempe, and we're bringing the pies because of a three-hour drive. And then my son said, Mom, why don't you bring the wine? And everybody knows I the joke in the family is, give Mom a half a glass of wine. Let's see what she does. And most of the time, I just get sleepy and just sit quiet. I'm not much fun. So my husband's going to get the wine. Okay, we do. I'm trying not to lose the caps. I do have a call from the 215 area code. So who's this I'm talking to?
Alexander.
Hello, Alexander. And what area code, what state is that for?
Philadelphia.
My gosh, you kids are up late. Well, sir, what can I do for you tonight?
And, like, where do you see my future going?
Well, what aspect of it?
Romance, career, and luck.
Well, you know, I got like 2 minutes per person. You sound, are you a young man?
You're 28.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If I knew how much of us like to get the hourglass and turn it back, and let's go back 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I really will talk quickly. They're showing me, I don't know, do you travel by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is that military or is that what kind of job is it?
I'm a utility clerk.
You drive the truck, huh? Your mind is not being used. You're frustrated. And I would encourage you to learn and get advancement. Whatever job you desire, they will promote you twice, but I'm not sure if it's a job where you're at. Your mind is not being utilized, and you're always struggling. Even if the job is boring, you feel like, God, if I just could learn one more thing. Now, you're not dating a young lady now who's petite.
No.
Shorter lady?
No.
Not dating at all. Well, listen, sir, you need to get away from that truck once in a while. Don't work so much. There's a gal coming to you that's very athletic. She would even be muscular, but I don't want to call a lady that. But she feels very, very fit. Do you work out at a gym by chance?
A community college, yeah.
Keep your eyes open. Okay? Because she's very fit. She almost has muscular arms. I don't want to say muscular because the lady doesn't want to be called that. But I think you'll meet somebody we're working out. And you are at the college, you are learning, and you are at a gym. And I do feel like there is romance coming your way if you just notice. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You have a great evening. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh, young love. Oh, how many of us in the room remember that first meeting of somebody? It's very, very fun. Okay, what I saw up here, someone... wish you could go back to school. A lot of people have asked me, why didn't I finish my college? By the time I helped my husband get through college, I already had a child, and it's very difficult working for the telephone company. I was making $78 a week, and that was a fortune. Too hard to give it up, too hard to get back, huh? It's never too late to learn. Absolutely, I learn every day. If you could see the music equipment I'm tackling and monitoring and editing down files, you guys would just go, poof. It's really fun, but there's sure a heavy learning curve. Let's see. Wait a minute. What's this Techstar? There was old love that had not. I don't know. I can't follow that. What happened? I just saw something here that what happens when you have a crush on somebody and it's not mutual and they're with somebody else? You have to appreciate the universe has given you a gift. When this happens to people, it usually means that the universe wants you to realize and remember that you are a living being and you deserve romance in your life also. It doesn't mean you end up with somebody. And just like the young man from Canada that called, I assume he's young, he had a young voice, there are getting, maybe he was in his 40s, but someone has gotten his attention. But that doesn't always mean that the crush is meant to be forever. Sometimes a gal will call me and say, I have had a really big crush on somebody, a movie star, whatever. I says, it's probably for the universe to make you aware that you can have romance and pay attention. You were thinking about going back to nursing school next year. Is that January, September? I can't get January, so I'm not sure you've been accepted. I see possibly paperwork coming up. I thought I saw you going to school, but I couldn't remember it was nursing school. I don't think it's January, but it could be September. Okay? Well, let's see here. Two more years, so I feel like you could do it. I'm getting some hesitation of when. So September or January 10. Feels like there's a problem. I don't know if they can bring you in. You have to wait. I can't tell what the hesitation or the problem is. Okay, so I apologize about that. September, so you are going out to September. That feels better for me, okay, when I say it that way. Well, I tell you, I love the color in here, but I forget who I've talked to. Wow, Moonbeam, I don't know why, but the thought of vampires just popped into my head. They have a new vampire movie out called Twilight, and I guess young people are watching it. It's very romantic. And then True Blood just had this last issue on. And Anne Rice, you know, she wrote about vampires, and it was deemed to be very essential to have someone kiss you on the neck. And so I think the myth of vampires comes out because it's a romance kind of a imagery. It's very fun, the thought of living forever. I think that sounds good for a couple hundred years after that. I think life, unless you learn every language on the planet, would be tough. What was that one that was a while back? Oh, my gosh, The Queen of the Dam. I think that was the name of it. That was a very central movie. So sometimes that is correlated to be the same. I don't think of a werewolf as being romantic. Oh, gosh. Okay, so you can always call in 347-205-9071. And it is Thanksgiving week. How fun. I love the holidays. I don't usually have all the decorations because we don't have a lot of people visiting us in the middle of the desert, but I did get them out. And I have a couple little things. I don't have a cat to knock over, so we can put up on tables a little this and that. Okay, here's a question. Do you see a new love coming in? There is a new love not too far away from me, love and kindness. Ooh, what's your question, though? Do you see a new love coming in? And then the word, the, is there a new love? Wow, I can't tell. Are you dating or loving somebody who's a blonde now? And also a brunette could come for you, too. Let me know, okay? People who deal with people usually have a higher intuitiveness because they're blending in and out with people's energy fields. And you become more sensitive, thus more psychic. People who do hair every day, counselors, psychiatrists, psychologists, nurses, doctors, teachers, oftentimes are very intuitive. I had originally studied to become a teacher. Maybe that's why I like giving lectures and talks and teaching people to be what I am. It comes very natural to me. And I don't know that I wouldn't have been a very intuitive teacher and have an insight to what the student would need. So I think most teachers, after a while, even if they don't admit to it, probably become very intuitive. Gemini, hello, girl. You will eventually. It's like he may not allow it much now, but it gets less interesting. So being a parent becomes more routine and more tiring. So he'll let more exposure come to you. I don't know that we're having things different for months, but I guarantee you it will start not being as much of his game, so he'll be sharing more. So it takes time. As far as legal more for you, I can't tell that. I just see more for you. So I don't want the details in the chat room. I just hear yes, but it's part of the future. Okay, it's part of the future. I heard a yes on that. Oh, Gemini, your name. Oh, what a great name. Well, it's been really fun having you all in here. We have 14 minutes left. I wanted to share with you. I actually learned how to download a song, and it didn't work. I wanted to boot up. It was called Killing Me Softly with Roberta Flack. And tonight's theme was to be Love at First Sight. So I've really enjoyed talking to you about it. So if anybody has a good story or questions, of course I will ask any, offer any other. Do you have spirit people you want to know about, or as Kathy and her husband? Okay, here's another question. Is it wrong to tell one's guide to hold off romance for as long as possible? Absolutely. When I talk to people, and I'm being really square with you guys, sometimes I'm not sure how much free will we really have. If you're not ready for that person to come into your life, they will be held back. So the person you're always meant to be with in the end result is the one that's going to show up, which is quite amazing. So if you're not ready, and there's a gal, I won't say her name, almost did, and clearly the man I've been seeing for her is the same one, but it's been put off because of her choices and her living arrangements. So I think that that will get back on track shortly. And so I do believe we can push out. We cannot change the outcome. You will still end up with that person. Oh, Kathy, you love that song, Killing Me Softly. Yes, it's great. Uh-huh. Okay. You know, Tom, some of these names that you kids put in here, tough for me to pronounce. So stay with something easy. The song brings back memories. Nat King Cole sang a lot of really good songs. Roberta Flack, you know, some, I go back to some of the 60s, 70s singers. When I was raised, my mother would clean house by playing some of the romantic songs. And I just, some of them are just, Natalie Cole singing with her father is fabulous. And I do think, Chuck Star, I do see a new woman in your life, absolutely, but not until after, like, January, February timeframe, not after, until after the holidays. My sister and I do have a show, Blog Talk Radio, Psychic-Sisters-Talk, and this Thursday night I will be with my kids. Bonnie is going to be on, and I don't think anything's going to hold her up from being able to be on, and she's going to share what's happening in her life. A raccoon mama came to her, and Bonnie has grown quite attached to her. And when she calls her cats in at night, the raccoon would show up, and they'd all share a meal. Well, this raccoon, needless to say, has had a litter, and Bonnie is quite attached to it. So if you want to hear more, I don't want to give it away. Bonnie is so amusing. She loves her pets, her cats and dogs, but this raccoon family has been quite an inspiration to her. So if you would like to hear that, tune in Thursday, 8 o'clock Pacific time, and Bonnie will share the story of the raccoon family. And that's Block Talk Radio, and then it's Psychic-Sisters-Talk. I may call in, but I won't have access to a computer. So I may call in and say hello, and but she's going to be entertaining all of you. Okay. Let's see. Bright, yes. You're saying, I really need the validation. And one does wonder how much is our free will. I had a wonderful, now this is great. I had someone tell me, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't even remember who it was, free will is how we deal with the decisions that we've already made prior to life. If you're given a situation, it is your free will to deal with it, a positive or a negative situation. So if you're in a situation you don't like, that's not free will. That was something you programmed into your life. You can either have lemonade or sour lemon. Give me lemonade or sour lemons. How we deal with a situation is our free will. Oftentimes I'll tell people, because I used to lecture quite a bit, that the only free will I had was what pair of shoes I was going to wear, or if I was going to wear pants or a dress or something. I think that it's very limited. I think the big hitters in our life are all going to happen. And I don't know about the little offshoots. You take a detour and we push out the end result. Say you take a path on that road, it takes a year or two. Come back on the path and you're going to meet the people you're supposed to. They also are waiting. So either one of you could push it out. It's not always you who are listening to me as much as the other person also can also change it. So we do have a call coming in. It looks like here's a name I'm having a struggle pronouncing. Who's this I'm talking to?
Hello?
Hello, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Girl, you turn off the radio for me. Oh my gosh, we have a bad connection. Are you there?
Am I?
Hun, I need to have you call back. It's really cutting up.
I'll call in using
the double feed.
Okay, I'll call back on the phone.
Oh, no, okay, do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's kind of like a delay there sometimes, and I don't know for sure what causes it. Someone just wrote in the room, there's a, I don't know where you're from, Tom, but there is a blanket of snow. Wow. When I lived in the mountains of California, Pollock Pines, I really enjoyed the snow. We had snow about 4 months out of the year, 2.5 to 3 feet. And I usually stayed up pretty late. And at midnight, I would go out and shovel the snow off the driveway because it was so light. And I would use a really big, for me, a good-sized shovel. And it was really, really fun. North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
my
goodness. Was that a cell phone, or are you on Snipe?
I used you know, the click button that says click to talk.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody, we now know that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't, obviously.
Oh.
But,
oh,
no, I was actually using that, and I have no sound here where I'm at right now, so I don't know what was happening with it.
Oh, I'm really sorry for that. Thank you for calling in. We only have 6 minutes. What is your first name?
Paula.
Paula, hello, dear. And how can I help
you
tonight?
I'm just wondering if you can get anything on my daughter. Her name is Naomi.
And how old is this girl now?
She's 5.
Curious, is there a problem with her, or you just want me to talk and just say whatever pops into my head?
There is a problem, yes.
Okay, so remember, I don't want too much told. What is it, other than what I pick up, what is the issue? Just something I can work with.
When will she be back home?
Oh, so did the dad take off with her?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I do see her coming back, but I'm not sure when. I don't know if it's 2 weeks or 2 months. Do you know what state he went off to, or did he just duck out of space?
He's a member of the Cherokee tribe in North Carolina, and he came with tribal police and took her, and I'm trying to get back into court to get her back.
You will. She tells me she wants to learn how to play a musical instrument, and she wants to draw. So when you
She's definitely an artist. She's definitely an artist. She draws all the time.
She's going to go to college and become an author or writer. So
that makes sense
to you? So she was trying to talk to me while you were. So she's, I don't know if she's titter-tatter, but she will come back to you. She's already telling Daddy she's missing him, missing you. So it won't stand up in court. And what I picked up was that he stole her, and it won't hold up. He'll be in trouble for this.
Well, he went to court behind my back because it's tribal court, and I didn't know that they were having court. I had custody. But there's
Got
issues.
It doesn't
there's
matter.
Issues. Well, but there's issues that she's told her therapist that were going on
mm-hmm.
about her father. And
yeah,
I'm,
tell
I'm
me
getting...
same thing on the air here, yeah. But like
and
I said, we'll stand up in legal court.
Right.
See, and so in the life of the law, he's stolen her, so you'll get her back then. May take a couple
Good.
Months to hang in there, okay?
Thank you so much. That
All
that
right,
helps
sweet.
Me at least, you know, have some hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, don't forget the musical instrument. I don't know if it's a piano or whatever, but make sure. And in some ways, even though her dad is an Indian person, like my family's Indian, she doesn't hold on to it. So she
no,
won't.
No, she doesn't.
She won't associate herself as a woman either. And she says she likes red hair, so she's not even going to have dark hair. So it's kind of like a very interesting scenario where I didn't hold on to any Indian. You can see my picture, how dark I am. But my son
right.
looks like me.
You
He's
look
all
a lot
into
like my daughter.
But we have all that bloodline, same bloodline. My dear,
right.
I wish you the very best. I have to let you go, okay? Let me
Thank
know what happens.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
right,
much.
Girl.
You have a blessed night. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm so glad I was able to get on and help her. Okay, everybody, what a fun evening. We didn't get too many stories, so if you have somebody you know wants to share a love story, maybe next week we should do this again. Romance really does govern our life, and lack of romance and the fear of romance and the fear of romance that would need a getting approval. When we step into romance or step into the dating arena, it's very scary for a lot of us to have to ask for approval, meaning we have to get in the place of saying, I'm good enough, and not wanting to think that someone would turn you down if you have an impression of yourself of not being good enough. That's kind of rambling there. But a lot of us will stay out of romance because we judge ourselves. You should never do that. You love yourself because this is the body you chose this lifetime. And you wear it like a Christmas tree. You can decorate any way you want. And there will be someone who loves you any way you decorate. Everybody is meant to find love if they desire it. People have come to me and said, I want love in my life. But when I reach into the soul, they really want this lifetime to have it all for themselves. They really are not in a space of wanting to share. You have to be clear with what you want. Those who say they want romance and they mean it and marriage, they will have it. The ones who are afraid or don't really care to have it, even though they tell me they do, will not. So you kind of have to figure out where you fit in, okay? Okay, everybody, it's been a lot of fun. So anyway, you only got a few seconds left. I'll say goodnight and tune in to my sister Bonnie. And she's going to tell you the story of the raccoon, the blind raccoon mom. And going to tell you that little commercial was made for me, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life.